North Korea's highest political body is meeting for the first time in 36 years. The Workers' Party Congress is expected to endorse the leadership of Kim Jong-un. That would formalize the rushed transition of power that followed the death of his father, Kim Jong-il. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, the elder Kim was very different from his son in one respect.
North Korea's propaganda machine is the most pervasive in the world, doing its best to control public perception.
They're very good at crafting the images of their leaders.
Jean Lee is an American journalist who opened the Associated Press's Pyongyang bureau. Much of her time in Pyongyang overlapped with the final years of the late Kim Jong-il's rule.
He was widely quoted saying that he felt that it was best to keep the enemy in the dark. The less he was out there, the less his enemies would have to use against him.
So despite all the propaganda touting Kim's achievements, and even video showing him speaking to the public, the sound of his voice was almost never broadcast.
He never gave a public speech. There are no recordings of a public speech.
And there's only one recorded statement to the public, says researcher Curtis Melvin from the U.S.-Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins.
He uttered one line at a parade. Long live the Korean People's Army. And that's it.
That's what made Jean Lee's encounter a few years ago with a display in far northern North Korea so surprising.
Kind of wandering off in a museum by myself when I spotted this Toshiba TV monitor with a picture of a painting and a caption in Korean that said Kim Jong-il giving a speech on Juche ideology. Juche is their philosophy of self-reliance. So, of course, I pressed the play button on the stand and lo and behold, there was a voice. So I did tape a little bit of that and then was quickly hustled away. In that clip, he's talking about revolutionary ideology. So what we're doing now is trying to find the exact speech, exactly where and when he gave these speeches.
Lee and her researchers believe it was given in either 1974 or in 1980. Historically important.
That was the last time North Korea held a party congress, is in 1980.
For the first time since then, Pyongyang is hosting another Workers' Party Congress. Thousands of the regime's most trusted insiders are meeting through the weekend. Kim's son, Kim Jong-un, who wasn't even born when the last congress was held, is presiding. He's expected to cement his authority. To do so, Curtis Melvin says he'll be heard.
He's never been shy to stand in front of people and use his voice.
A stark contrast to his father. That's Kim Jong-un opening 2016 with his annual New Year's address. His public persona is being shaped to appear a lot more like his grandfather, North Korea founder Kim Il-sung, who was known as a gregarious man who mixed often with the people.
A lot of North Koreans are still nostalgic about the Kim Il-sung era, and obviously Kim Jong-un has tried to model himself on his grandfather rather than his father.
Callbacks to the eldest Kim may be wise, Lee says.
They want to go back to a happier time in their history and associate Kim Jong-un, their leader, with that happier time in their history.
The challenge going forward will be getting reality to match all the messages coming from the top. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.